Good morning, 94.9 The Palm on the air. Sloan Spencer with you on the morning dive, joined by phone with one of our favorite guests. I'm going to have them introduce themselves and tell you who they're with. Good morning.
Good morning, Sloan. Emily Stahl, Community and Media Relations Coordinator with Richland Library. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thank you. So what's going on at the library?
Yes. So 2021, as we enter this new year, we know that some of our local residents may be searching for employment, or they may want to start a new career path. So one of the things that we wanted to make sure that our community was aware of is that you can get free career assistance at Richland Library. There are two ways to do that. We offer assistance online at richlandlibrary.com. You can go to our services tab and book a learning coach, and that way you can have one-on-one time with one of our more than 30 career coaches. Or if you don't have access to internet or just feel like giving us a call over the phone, you can do so at 803-929-3400. And again, we will connect you with one of our more than 30 career coaches. So really what we want to do is make sure that these appointments, when we're able to have this connection with our career coaches, is really meet your specific needs, where you are in your career journey. So we will provide a career assessment, and then we'll provide information ranging from if you need help with your resume, updating that, what questions are going to be asked during job interviews, if you need help networking. We know that a lot of applications are being accepted online, so we can walk you through that process, or just to see who's hiring right now. We certainly keep a list updated of seasonal employment, as well as a look at kind of that landscape and what's happening right now in the employment field.
So as we know, you can always access that through richlandlibrary.com, but folks can also give you a call. Isn't that right?
Yes, you can directly get in contact with our career coaches at 803-929-3400.
Fantastic. And there's a lot more going on at the Richland Library this month. So we'll be talking again in just a moment with Emily Stahl. Stick around, lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Good morning, y'all. 94.9 The Palm on the air. I'm Sloan Spencer, and this is The Morning Dive. We're talking with our friend Emily Stahl from the Richland Library. Just a moment ago, Emily updated us about the amazing career services that are available to Richland Library patrons, but there's a lot more going on as well.
Yes, Sloan, we're continuing our Let's Talk Race initiative at the library, which started back in the fall and is continuing over the course of the year, where we are holding community discussions, we're hosting book groups, and we're bringing in authors to talk about issues of race, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we have our next author who will be visiting us virtually. That's taking place from 6:30 to 7:30 Thursday, January 21st. This is also in partnership with a number of local organizations, including the City of Columbia, Historic Columbia, and the Center for Civil Rights History and Research. This is our third in a four-part series on the book, The Color of Law. And so this is going to be the third session where we actually get to hear from the author directly, Richard Rothstein.
And these sessions have been extremely popular. So even though they are online, you do need to go ahead and reserve your spot.
Yes, you can register online at richlandlibrary.com or by giving us a call at 803-799-9084. If you don't have access to internet, we do offer that phone option, so we can certainly provide you with that phone number so you can listen to the conversation. And Sloan, as you mentioned, yes, this is, we've had the community discussions that have continued. So this is the third one with the author. But if you missed the other two, which were some of those community discussions, those are available online. We did record those. And so you are able to listen to those recordings. You can also get a copy of the book, The Color of Law. We do have it available in book, ebook, and e-audiobook formats. Just make sure that you have your library card available, and we can certainly provide you access at richlandlibrary.com.
Immense resources available to you, and they're very simple to contact them. Again, you can always do that by phone or online at richlandlibrary.com. Stick around, we got more to talk about with Emily Stahl from the Richland Library in just a moment. Meanwhile, we're staying true to the music on 94.9 The Palm. Well, hey y'all, Sloan Spencer with you on the morning dive, talking by phone here with our friend Emily Stahl from the Richland Library. Now, earlier this morning, we talked about the career services that are available to you through the Richland Library. We also talked about their ongoing Let's Talk Race series. The next conversation is coming up this Thursday evening, and you can reserve your spot for that now. But y'all have even more going on.
Yes. So Sloan, we're continuing our evening art series. The next one is taking place today, Friday, January 15th from 7 to 9 o'clock. It will be accessible on our Facebook page. So we are featuring the Ben Rosenblum Jazz Trio. It's going to be a lot of fun. Essentially, you get a great seat no matter where you are in the house and the comforts of your own home and enjoying some world-class jazz. This is going to feature award-winning jazz pianist, accordionist, and composer Ben Rosenblum, and again, his jazz trio. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And one of the most fun things about those Facebook Live events is all you have to do is click to watch. You don't have to pre-register to save your seat.
Yes, it's all accessible online on Richland Library's Facebook page. And of course, we do record those and we're able to show them on our YouTube channel in case you miss out.
So lots of fantastic arts, music, and culture for you to check out through the Richland Library in a variety of different ways, but don't miss that stream going on this evening. Stick around. We've got more to talk about with our friend Emily Stahl from the Richland Library and lots more music on the way. It's 94.9 The Palm. Good morning. 94.9 The Palm on the air. I'm Sloan Spencer, and this is The Morning Dive. We've been talking with Emily Stahl from the Richland Library this morning. Run us through everything we talked about today, because there is a lot happening with the Richland Library.
Yes, Sloan. So we want to remind everyone that we are offering Holtz pickup at all 13 of our library locations. It's available either through our pickup windows or through curbside. Don't forget that we still offer Wi-Fi access in the parking lots of 12 of our 13 library locations, with the exception of Richland Library Sandhills. And there's also select indoor and outdoor services regarding browsing and computer use. You can certainly check that out at richlandlibrary.com or by giving us a call at 803-799-9084. And just a reminder, we will be closed Monday, January 18th in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Absolutely. So if you missed out on some of our conversation today, don't worry. You'll be able to find it at 949thepalm.com coming up just after the 10 a.m. hour when I get off the air with y'all this morning. Stick around. And as always, thank you, Emily Stahl from the Richland Library, for joining us.
Thank you so much. Everyone have a great day.
My pleasure. Stick around, y'all. We're staying true to the music on 949 The Palm.